Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Thursday afternoon, everyone, here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, as you can see on your Twitch screen if you're watching, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. It's hoodie season. It's officially hoodie season. It is here. Yes, Stiz has his in the background. Dan Ball is too cool for a hoodie. He's a quarter zip kind of guy.
Yeah.
You're looking good back there, looking sharp.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated. I feel like it still has hoodie qualities. You
it
know?
Does. Like a quarter zip is just that, like you stepped it up a half a notch. Like you're looking a little less like bumming around gym teacher going to the gym. You know, you can go anywhere.
Yeah. I also paired it with a hat, so I still do look like a bum.
A little bit about that. I'll tell you who's not a bum, and that's Drake May. Ah, was that accountability I just heard, Fitzy? Was that
I believe that's what you may be smelling in the air, some accountability.
Drake May taking onus for the sacks. A lot of the sacks are on him. And I just want to clarify, because I saw that making the rounds yesterday when he had his press conference. And I was like, oh, somebody asked him about it. He kind of brought it up unsolicited that, no, a lot of those sacks are on me. And that's a good thing. I think that's a step of leadership, accountability, whatever you want to call it, for
the
your
maturation
franchise QB.
Process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whether he believes it or not, I don't really care. But if you say it publicly and you get your linemen to believe it and the rest of your team hears it, and maybe it was even massaged or even put in his head by Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel, Ashton Grant, his trio of coaches that are a factor in his development, I don't care. For him to come out and say that publicly, I think is a good thing for him in leadership. But we can dig a little deeper, right? We can look at it a little bit differently. First of all, is it on him? Do you believe of the 34 sacks, let's just say, are more of them on him or are more of them on his offensive line? Which do you think is more a factor in those 34 sacks in 9 games? Second most in the NFL.
You know what? Why not just draw it right down the middle? Let's just split the responsibility so neither party feels guiltier. Has the offensive line been leaky, out of place, or missed blocks and assignments a couple times? Sure, because you got 4 out of 5 new starters from last year, 2 rookies on the left side, and a center that was discarded from Minnesota like day-old donuts, who's been playing above the payday that they gave him. But at the same time, Drake May learning his 4th offense in 4 years, trying to totally consume and process everything Josh McDaniels, stepping up, making plays, a front runner, if not the front runner for MVP, but also every now and again using that natural athletic ability to almost try to make too many plays and not getting rid of the ball to live to see another day. So I'm going to go right down the middle and say to each his own, they share responsibility for them.
I actually don't think, normally I might want to pounce on you for pick a side, Fitzy, this is what we do.
Wide way, Baba.
I don't think it's a terrible take. I think this line has had its issues at times with some games and stunts and different things. And I think there are times that he's either held the ball too long, as he has talked about, or almost stepped up into some sacks, gotten a little jittery and, you know, gone forward. And so that 50-50 split, I think, is probably fair. I also think it's an understandable statistic for young athletic quarterbacks. They get sacked a lot. They run into sacks. They make plays.
They try to make plays. That's right. The thing. You have to. That's what you sign up for. When you draft them, when you ink that rookie contract, Andy, and hopefully when they're successful enough to then get some sort of beyond generational wealth, lucrative 5-year, hundreds of millions of dollars extension, you also are signing up for a number of sacks every given year that, you know, probably shouldn't have been sacks, because that's the tax or the price you have to pay to go along with, oh my God, did you see that play where he flipped it to his left hand and underhanded it to the guy in the end zone? Or like, oh, he was able to hold off three guys and throw a 20-yard dart to Diggs on the sideline. Like, that's just part of the deal. And look, with 34 sacks through 9 games, so it's basically, they're almost at, we'll round up, it's like 4 sacks a game, right? That means half of them, 2 per game are on the line, and 2 are where Drake is either stepping into one or trying to make too much of a play out of it. I think it makes perfect mathematical sense.
Well, Andy, can I just say maybe you're the reason why Drake has come to this realization that maybe it's on him.
Sacks are not just an O-line stat. They also belong to the quarterback. What can you do to help your line out?
Put him right on the spot.
So you think I might have pushed him in the direction of maybe accountability by Wednesday? That was Monday, obviously, Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. By Wednesday, he was taking accountability, Dan Ball.
I think he's also done nothing but win since you asked him if he cared about winning. So, touché. I mean, are you just speaking this season into existence?
Either of you do this
Drake
right
whisper.
Now. Don't you, please.
So what
please
do I need
both
to,
of you?
What do I need to say to maybe get to at least an AFC title game or a Super Bowl? How do I?
Have you been on a duck boat before, Drake?
No. Or just, you know what,
may
Drake?
Or may not duck boats.
Or it could be as easy as, please, you guys, I mean, my God, I mean, you got to leave enough room for Ted to get in the room. If you keep pumping up Andy's ego, there's not going to be any space for the big guy at 3. But also, we have to give a little HT, as they like to say in the internet world, to Mark Schlereth, who said that to us.
Yep.
And then you, by proxy, brought it to Drake, and now Drake is sharing it with the masses. That is doing sports radio the right way. Couldn't be happy. Hooray for all of us right now. But maybe what you need to do next, Andy, is what you need to do is go, well, Drake, listen, I know you were a great high school basketball player, great football player, and obviously had a great career at North Carolina, 3rd overall draft pick. But, you know, what's it going to take to add some championships, some trophies to that mantle of accomplishment?
I don't care for that question. Sounds like I'm saying he's never won anything. I'm going to steer clear of that. Okay, you do it. You handle that. You we'll see where that goes. But so the next step is, okay, we've laid the blame in lame style, 50-50, on the line and on the quarterback. We're 50-50 right down the middle. But how big of an issue is it? That's the next step. Not only this week. So you have the Bucs. They have a pretty good pass rush. Fitzy, did you know that the Bucs have 25 sacks? That is tied for 8th in the NFL. So they're a top 10 team in terms of sacks. Sack yardage, they have 195 yards lost. That's 2nd in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And they have a pretty good pass defense. Yards allowed per game, they're 11th. So pressure, pass rush is going to be an issue. And I'm guessing they watched the tape of the last 2 weeks and were like, hey, they got 6 sacks. And they got 6 sacks. Why don't we see if we can do some things to get 6 sacks? I even heard Drake May in his press conference, and I didn't check this. I feel like he's a valid source. Drake May said he believes the Bucs lead the league in runaway rushers, unblocked rushers getting to the quarterback. Ooh. So I'm assuming Mike Vrabel or Josh McDaniels probably told him that, so I think it's good sourcing. So how much of a concern are the sacks this week, specifically against the Bucs in Tampa?
Well, they have to be a massive concern because, one, you're dealing with a very, very smart defensive coordinator or defensive mind in head coach Todd Bowles. Like you said, the 25 sacks, they're averaging 3 sacks a game. I'm walking into this game Sunday imagining 3 sacks are, like, that's the betting minimum. If you were to tell me right now, okay, Fitzy, over under 2.5 sacks on Drake May Sunday, I'll take the over. I think it'll be, you know, there could easily be 3, maybe 4 sacks on the day. However, if there's sacks where there's great coverage from their linebackers, the secondary, you know, you may be missing Kayshon Booty, you may not have Ramondre Stevenson to chip and block for you as well, then just, that's fine. Take a knee, take the sack, fall gracefully, get rid of the ball, do the things you need to do to live to see the next play and another day. That's what's most important this Sunday. So sacks, massive priority and concern, but how Drake May responds and how the offensive game plan is built around knowing he's going to see pressure, That is what is most key to seeing this offense thrive Sunday.
I'm just proud of us. We've done about 15 minutes of sack talk here, and we've been able to do it in a mature fashion, unlike the Twitch chat, unlike Jones and Keefe and the crossover. And we are talking about football sacks. It was actually the topic of the poll today, and I think you're going to find the results interesting, Nick Fitzy Stevens. So at Jumbo Heart, at WEEI Afternoons, who is most responsible for the number of sacks, that's 34 in 9 games, that Patriots QB Drake May is taking this season? Drake May is one option. The offensive line is the other. Nick Fitzy Stevens, hazard a guess?
I bet you Drake May is 56%
responsible. 57%
responsible.
Wow. So the majority of Patriots fans, now, to be fair, they may be just taking it from the horse's mouth. The horse said he's responsible, so they're like, okay, Drake May must be responsible.
Yeah.
I think we're a little more accurate in our breakdown that it is a combination. So I definitely agree with you. It is an issue for this week in Tampa. I actually think this game could be hingent upon it, if you want to use a word that
your
isn't
favorite
a real
portmanteau.
Word. Yep. It could be hingent upon it. I think if you protect Drake May and don't have the sacks and are able to kind of have your efficiency in the passing game, I think you got a really good chance to win this football game. If they're getting pressure, they're getting after him, they're creating issues. Runaway rushers would be particularly problematic, as he says they lead the league in that area.
But look what happened last weekend, Andy, when there was a runaway rusher late in the second quarter. Pats were on their freight training their way to a blowout. And then he tries to give the guy the backwards Heisman, falls down, strip sack, turns the entire game around and gave us a brand new ball game for the second half. Pats barely recovered, only scored a field goal in the second half.
And then the other issue is health, long term. How much of a factor are the sacks? How much are the we've seen quarterbacks, you know, Carr in Houston is one of the classic examples that a lot of people allude to. He was ruined by getting hit too much early in his career. And more specifically, we've seen Drake have trips to the blue tent after some hits on the football field, and maybe he is susceptible to, however you want to term what goes on with his head post hits. I don't want to say concussion, I don't want to say bell rung, just whatever the head shots do to him. And so how long term, you know, we could say maybe you get past it this year or next year, but long term, is this a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A concern for you.
It should be. Damn right it is. For Drake May, I would hate to see this brilliant, promising career that has him as an MVP favorite in his second season in the NFL derailed because all of a sudden he's a little slower or he misses half a season with a knee. Suddenly there's an elbow, breaks a finger on a helmet because he gets crushed in a scrum. Yeah. Or also, let's look back. Like, you don't even need to go all the way back to like David Carr. Let's just look to the three most disappointing Tom Brady losses during the double dynastic run: Super Bowl 42, Super Bowl 46, and the playoff game in January 2011 against the Jets, when they were able to get home pressure with 3 and 4 guys flooding 8 into the backfield. Brady started, quote, seeing ghosts. That was a huge problem. And of course, the NASCAR package that the Giants were able to generate so much pressure with, it ruined Brady's chance to be peerless as far as Super Bowl wins. So, this is definitely, definitely a concern. And I love the fact that he's aware of it. That means inside the building, the offense and all the greater football minds are aware of it. And you're going to start to slowly see a pivot as this becomes a bigger priority.
And basically, the evolution is smart running. You know, we've talked a little bit about Russell Wilson in his prime. Guys that are able to run, guys that are able to get down when there is nothing to be gained anymore, to not take the hits, to either get out of bounds if you're on the sidelines, to slide if you're up the middle, or maybe just live to fight another play. I think he's thrown the football away a little bit more often over the last couple of weeks. I think that's an evolving part of his game. We had, I believe it was Schlereth, who said he'd like to see him go read one, read two, check down. I think that will be an evolving part of his game as this goes. Also would say, in that area in particular, the check down may be something that's evolving before our eyes, because you lost Antonio Gibson, who might have been a part of the check down game. Mm. You haven't had Ramondre Stevenson always on the field, and when he's on the field, sometimes it feels like you don't really want him to have the ball because he's coming off fumbling issues. So there, that role is a little bit of an evolving role of who that check down receiver is going to be at times out of the backfield, and what kind of a rapport and confidence he has for that to be his best option. Right, he has a lot of confidence, right? So sometimes he just thinks the best option is Drake May. And he's right a lot that the best option is Drake May.
Yeah, because the guy, like, the guy doesn't run, he gallops. He's so long and strong and has such a great... He's got such a great feel. That great feel he has for escapability, getting out of the pocket and making those clutch runs, that's also what leads him to want to try to make too many plays and not be able to read the room, if you will, read the sitch, and either just, you know, take a knee, take the sack, throw the ball away, take the profit, a quick check down. The two offensive players, I know we still have a whole lot of previewing to do before Pats Nation takes over Raymond James on Sunday, 1 p.m. And you know we're so back because we've got Hello Friends and Romo on the call. This is huge. The majority of the country is getting this game. We're all going to be dialed into the Draker Mayfield game, if you will. But I think the two most important players on offense for the Patriots on Sunday, Pop Douglas and Travion Henderson.
Ooh. Travion Henderson, breakout day, or continued, maybe not breakout, but continued ascension to centerpiece, configure, complementary option, whatever you want to say. That's an interesting one. And you're right, we're going to get into plenty of Patriots-Bucks previews as we go along here. Just back to the sack thing, though, I will say, I wasn't really talking about individually long-term sack games. You're going to have bad games. You're going to have the Brady one-offs where some defensive front kicks your line's ass. They have a better scheme. They have better players. What I was talking more was cumulative hits. You know, we saw it, I think, with Drew Bledsoe. I think he got beaten down. What did your guy Ernie Adams call him? Like a dying wildebeest or something on the Sahara Desert? Or I forgot what he... It was bad. It wasn't very nice. It was...
Yeah, Dan Shaughnessy once famously described Drew Bledsoe moving around the pocket as a giraffe on stilts.
And when those giraffes get hit too much... Now, this is a more athletic giraffe. Like, this is a more athletic beast, but the hits still matter. The hits still add up. And if you start doing 60-plus sack seasons, which he's on pace for, and start stacking those over multiple years...
the hits matter.
There's an accumulation there that can adversely affect, whether it's injuries or whether it's, you know, some people said potentially the Mac Jones happy feet that was from the 401 on the text line. Mm-hmm. It can affect your reads, your footwork, your comfort, your trust, all of those things. So I think everybody would benefit if we could shave a sack off or here or there, maybe one from the offensive line, one from the quarterback. All of a sudden, it's, instead of four a game, we're at two a game with the Patriots. So the pressure that is on Drake May is a concern. 617-779-7937. Are you worried about the hits he's taking? Are you worried about the sacks all season long? Are you worried about the sacks on Sunday in Tampa Bay? Could that be an area that alters the outcome of this football game against a very good Bucks team with a pretty damn good pass rush and defense? 617-779-7937. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to revisit the trade deadline one last time because we have conflicting reports as to whether the Patriots and Titans were potentially going to do business at the trade deadline. Some say, no, Amy didn't want to play with Mike. Others say, yeah, they were talking, they just didn't get a deal. We'll look at that next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.